Jake, how tough is it watching film after a day? The last game, the sacks, the turnovers, and how do you try watching that and breaking down where the mistakes came?
You know, I think that anytime you have a loss, you know, it's hard to go in. It's a lot easier when you win. You know, there's the mistakes are masked a little bit, but you know, the good thing about going in and watching that film is the turnovers. You look at the turnovers, and it wasn't. Guys doing the wrong things, you know, one going to the wrong place with the ball, you know, just balls got tipped and guys made plays, and you know, if it doesn't get tipped and gets through, we got guys wide open to catch first down passes for us. So you know, from that standpoint, it's kind of encouraging, almost like, hey, look, what we're doing is working. We're doing the right things. We're going to the right spots. We just got to find ways to negotiate that and not allow that to affect the play. So, you know, there was a lot of positives to take from it, and I think that's always, the saying is, you know, it's never as good as it seems or never as bad as it seems, and you know, you watch the film, and it wasn't as bad as maybe you thought right after the game, but some things that we can take from and learn from, for sure.
What were some things that you felt kind of got you going in the second half when numbers progressed, the offense got better? What kind of got you going?
I thought we played with tempo. We played a really good tempo in the second half. We were productive on first down. We found ways to get completions and put ourselves in favorable second down situations. And then, you know, that translates into favorable third down situations. And I think we did a good job of tiring them out a little bit, not allowing them to have the rush be as effective, maybe get their hands up. They weren't as conscious of it in the second half. And I think that's what allowed us to be a little more successful in the second half.
Fernando said that you were real courageous with the way you were running and taking off. Is that reassuring to hear something like that from your center?
You know, yeah, you know, you hope that the guys you're playing with respect you. You know, I know for me, you know, I love playing with all these guys. It's an honor for me to play with every one of my teammates. And, you know, I hope they feel the same way taking the field with me.
Sounds like you came to Fernando's defense at the end of that game, too. I mean, what would you see, and is that just, you know, taking up for a teammate there?
Yeah, you know, I just I didn't agree with what happened at the end, and yeah, you know, I'd hope somebody might do the same for me, and yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was something that didn't need to go unnoticed.
Right. What kind of reaction did you get from Brian? He called you a whippersnapper, I guess, after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about it. That wasn't my – it wasn't to create an altercation or anything. You know, I just – yeah, like I said.
Jake, I know you know, with the injuries, have kind of been on again, off again, but I assume you feel like your game has made a lot of good strides this season. If so, in which ways?
You know, like you said, there's been some tough times, but I think that you're able to learn a lot from that, and I thought we learned a lot about our team last week. You know, it wasn't a great first half, but guys came out and battled and fought, and you know, I said it after the game. It tells you a little bit about the resolve of this group, and if the ball bounces our way a few times, you know, you never know. The game could turn out differently, and I thought we put ourselves in position at the end to be, you know, we go down, score, put ourselves two scores down, we have two good drives, and we just can't finish on them. So you know, we were in position to be successful as bad as we did in the first half, and I think that's encouraging.
In terms of individually, though, how do you think you've grown by getting those more reps?
I think when you see things, you know, anytime you see things, I think one big thing, just again speaking of this weekend's game, for me personally, I missed some things early on. We went back to the same plays later on, and I didn't. So just kind of try not to make the same mistake twice. And anytime you're seeing it live speed and you're able to coach it up and learn from it, that's something that then you can carry with you the rest of your career, and you hopefully never make that same mistake twice again.
How important, I guess, for do you think these final four games are from, I guess, a confidence standpoint? And have you, each game you played, have you kind of learned something and taken something from each?
Yeah, that's the goal. Like I said, is to learn from the things that you might have made mistakes on, and hope to build on the ones that you had success with.
Munch says you not only recognize your mistakes, but you're quick to accept responsibility for them. Do you think that's important for a quarterback to do? More important, maybe, for a quarterback than other positions to do that? Or
that's just kind of how I've been taught since I was a kid. You know, if you're you're going to make a mistake, don't point the finger at somebody else. Look at yourself before you look at somebody else, and correct what you can, control what you can, and you know, hopefully that is something that other people believe in as well. I don't know if it's so much a quarterback thing, just as more a belief, of, you know, in everyday life, just taking accountability for the things that you've done wrong.
When you see a guy like
you know, we got guys that understand what they're doing, know what they're doing. I have confidence in them. They have confidence in what they can do. And you know, obviously you're gonna miss the guys that are out. I feel very confident in the guys that we have taking their place.
When you talk about learning like you have there, one thing that you'd like to be able to do is maybe some of those last minute drives or game-winning drive, that kind of thing. I guess when you look at what Andrew Luck has done, you know, so quickly, he seemed to have gotten pretty good at that. Is that another step that you would like to take in that?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, you know, as bad as it was early on in the game for us last week, we moved the ball really, really well the second half. I thought, you know, we looked like a really good offense in the second half, and we sputtered on two drives that could have tied the game for us. And that's where you can make a difference and set yourself apart. And I think that to get over the hump, that's what we need to do, just find ways to win those games.
Do you look at, you know, some of the success the rookies are having, Luck and RG3, Russell Wilson, those guys this year?
They're doing great. I've told you guys before, I'm a fan of the NFL. I always have been, always will be. I love watching the game when we're not playing, you know, Thursday nights, Monday nights, Sunday nights when you get home after the game. I'm watching NFL games just because I enjoy the game. I enjoy watching the game. And, you know, it's fun to watch those guys have success, and just not when you're playing against them, I guess.
What do you think about Luck, I guess, specifically? What do you like about the way he played and kind of –
You know, again, he's a guy that I got a lot of respect for. He's a tough guy, plays the game the right way. You know, he's I think he's, from, you know, everything you read about him and having the opportunity to meet about him, he's a great kid. He's a great guy, not a kid, but, you know, he's a great guy that his team respects. You know, he plays hard, and, you know, he's going to be a great player in this league for a long time.
When you're making the three-step drops and defensive linemen are getting their hands up, how can you combat that a little bit to avoid some of the batted balls that happened last week?
I think just being more conscious of it during the week, maybe, you know, asking the scout team to really make that an emphasis throughout your work week, and just finding, maybe trying to find a passing lane, trying to negotiate a little better, you know, and it's tough because it's different than maybe what you've done before, but yeah, you got to find ways to make it happen and get around it.
Do you think Freeney's flourishing in his new role when they switch to the 3-4?
You know, they're creating some more one-on-ones for both guys on the edges, so they it's harder for teams to be able to double them and send extra guys their way. So, you know, they're getting a lot of one-on-one matchups, and they're great players. So, you know, I think that they're definitely going to benefit from that.
Did you know much about Tom Moore before he showed up out here last week? And what are some things maybe you could take from him?
Yeah, you know, understand where he came from, Indianapolis. For me, more personally, Indianapolis, just, you know, with how old I am. I knew he was there with Peyton Manning and how successful they were. And he has a wealth of knowledge, you know, been with a lot of guys that have been very successful and seen a lot of things. And so he's got, you know, I think just you see us doing some things during the defensive periods, working on a few routes or little things that you know, hopefully translates over into Sundays and can make a difference for you.
Any little nugget or two that stood out for you so far that he's talked to you about?
Yeah, just that focusing on the finer points, you know, being being very detail specific and not letting that stuff slip.
Thanks,
thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks.